It's time now for Super Psychologist, Dr. Mara Karpel, and your golden years.
Good evening and welcome to Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years this evening and every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Central Time and at 6 p.m. Eastern Time right here on blogtalkradio.com and on drmarakarpel.com. And today is Sunday, May the 20th, and we are back in beautiful Austin, Texas, where we've been getting some much needed rain. And Art Mendoza of Compass Entertainment, producer of this program, is here with us to make the show run. And we have another great program in store for you. But first, I want to say congratulations to Meghan Markle and Prince Harry for their wedding yesterday. And, you know, I'm not real big on watching royal events and royal weddings, but I think this one was particularly beautiful. And, you know, Meghan is American, marrying into the royal family, and they're both just really good kids, young people who want to make a difference in the world. So I'm looking forward to seeing how they will team up and work together to help make this a more beautiful world. So congratulations again. All right. And this evening's program, this is what we have in store for you. In a little while after the break, my guest speaker will be yours truly. I will be discussing my book, which will be out very soon for you to read. I've been talking about it for a while, letting you know that it's coming out, but I am going to go into a little bit more detail the way some of my guests do about their books. What led me to write it, how it evolved as I was on the journey writing it, and how my journey evolved because of writing it, and as well as some of the topics in the book and the guests who have been on this program who influenced the book. If I have some time, I will also talk about the topic of staying focused on your path. That's an issue that's always coming up for me, especially in writing, and I think that anybody who writes can attest to the, you know, the idea that it's easy to get knocked out of focus. But I think that anybody on the path towards any goal can be, you know, really has to be aware of things that can knock you out of focus. So I'm going to talk about that topic. And let's see, later in the program, we will have a guest musician who will be joining us, Lori McLean, and we'll be playing some of her original music, and she'll tell us about her music and what she's up to. And also along the way, the producer of our program, Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, will join us for a little while to let us know about some of our previous musical guests and upcoming musical guests on the program. And throughout this evening's show, we will have time to take your questions. So if you have any questions or comments for me or for my guests, please feel free to give a call. The toll-free number is 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or you can email your questions to me, and I will read them on the air. And my email address is drmara, that's D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmarakarpel.com. That's D-R-M-A-R-A-K-A-R-P-E-L.com. And if you want to hear this evening's program again after the show, then go to my website, and the link to the podcast will be posted later tonight, along with any website links that are given out during the program. And my website is drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com. And that will be posted later tonight or early tomorrow morning. But You can hear the podcast in as soon as 5 minutes after the show ends by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, that's blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. And for information from previous programs, to listen to previous programs and read about the guests and get their website links, to read my blog in Huffington Post and ThriveGlobal.com, and to watch the videos, also to get my free downloadable meditation, guided meditation, and a few other things, go to my website. It has everything, drmaracarpel.com. And you can hear all of the podcasts from the program since we have been on Blog Talk Radio by going directly to blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. And for news about upcoming events, to find out about upcoming shows and the news about my book and any blogs that come out, follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Carpel, Your Golden Years. And the book Facebook page is The Passionate Life by Dr. Mara Carpel. And that one will start to get busy now that we're getting close to publishing the book. And if this is the first time that you're tuning in, I'm a licensed psychologist from New York City, practicing here in Austin, Texas, and the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. And I work with adults of all ages and have a specialty of working with seniors and with caregivers. And for the past few years, I've been mainly evaluating veterans for PTSD. And part of the time, my office is in the wonderful Veterans Resource Center, Heroes Night Out, which is located in Cedar Park, Texas. And for information about this really great resource for veterans and for veterans' families, you can check out their website at heroesnightout.org. Do you want to contact me? Do you have a question or a comment or some information that you think I should know about? Please feel free. Again, my email address is Dr. Mara, that's D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmaracarpel.com, drmaracarpel.com. Or you can go through my website, drmaracarpel.com, and just click on contact. Or you can call me at 512-626-6973. Be sure to leave a message. I notice a lot of people call and they don't leave messages. So leave me a message and I will return your call. And this evening's program is produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, by Dr. Ronald DeVere, neurologist, memory specialist, and author of the book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. To make an appointment with Dr. DeVere at his memory clinic in Lakeway, Texas, or to purchase a copy of his book, you can call him at 512-261-7909, or you can send him an email to rdevere, that's R-D-E-V-E-R-E, at austin.rr.com. And his book is also available on Amazon. And this evening's program is also sponsored by Storyhouse. Storyhouse gathers your stories and turns them into multimedia collections that can be shared now and for generations to come. Have Storyhouse over to conduct a private interview in your home or invite them to your next big event or family reunion. Storyhouse, where your memories live. Find out more at yourstoryhouse.com or call 512-296-8752. Okay, so we're going to take a brief break. We're going to play some of our sponsors' commercials, and it'll be very brief, so don't go anywhere. When we come back, I am going to talk about my book, The Passionate Life. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Super psychologist Dr. Mara Carpel will be back after words from our sponsors.
We're in about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the facts. Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's Disease and Memory Disorders Center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
Any guidance, please visit us on the web at www.drmaricarpell.com.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Carpell and your Golden Years right here on blogtalkradio.com and on drmaracarpell.com. And before I launch into my discussion about my book, just some news. I think I'm just going to talk about the book because the news will come out as I talk about the book. That's my big news. Okay. So, book that I am about to publish is called The Passionate Life, Creating Joy, Creating Vitality and Joy at Any Age. And I have signed with a publisher, and if you've been watching or listening to this program or watching my Facebook posts, then you'll know that the book is coming out very soon. In the summertime, we have what's called a soft launch, which is when the book will be available at a discounted price on ebook. So if you are a Kindle reader, you might want to purchase the book while it's discounted this summer. And then it will be available on a, what we call a hard launch, where we really do a push and do all the advertising. That'll be in October, and it'll be on ebook and soft cover at your favorite booksellers. So I want to talk a little bit about this journey of writing the book and what first led me to write the book. So it's interesting because I think I've always wanted to write a book, and I was always into reading mysteries. So I used to feel that book that I wanted to write was going to be a mystery. And, you know, at some point I might actually do that at some point in the future. So for a while, several years ago, I would say like 20 years ago, I started coming up with mysteries related to the work that I was doing at the time. I was working in nursing homes. And so I kind of, you know, started creating mysteries involving things that happened in the nursing home. You don't usually think of that as a place where there would be, you know, some kind of, you know, murder or, you know, some secret happenings there. So I thought it was a good, that would be kind of fun. So I ended up I would write like the beginning of it. I'd write the first chapter. But writing a mystery is pretty complicated because you have to drop clues throughout the book and then bring it all together at the end. So I found that I enjoyed writing the beginning. I still have those chapters. So, but I really enjoyed the process of writing. It didn't really matter what I was writing. I really enjoyed writing. And I kind of put it away and thought about, you know, one day I'll write a book and maybe it'll be about self-help, you know, something to help people. But I wasn't really sure. And then I started doing this radio program in 2012. We were on the air on AM radio in Austin in 2012 for 2 years. We did it there, and then we moved here to Blog Talk Radio. And that was with the encouragement of Art, my producer. And along the way, he introduced me to Kathy Sparrow as a guest for the program. And Kathy Sparrow is a writing coach. And I had her on the program as a guest. And I had been thinking about writing at that point. And Art suggested, wanted to see if she would be a writing coach. And I ended up meeting her out in San Diego on a visit out there. And that's where she lives. And I decided, yeah, this is time to write a book. So I started this journey in 4 years ago, and it has taken many twists and turns along the path. And so the book was done actually last June, but it's taken this, we've had to do a lot of looking for a publisher, and then finally I've signed with a publisher. And now I've gone back and re-edited some of the chapters. So I would say that I've been working on it for 4 years, because some of those chapters, after not looking at them for about 10 months, I saw things that I wanted to change. So I would say that I'm still in the process. And what I've learned from this journey and how it's changed me is that in many ways it's forced me to look at my own experiences in life on a deeper level and even in a different light. It's forced me to work through them and face them because really I wanted to find meaning in my life experiences so that I could write about them and share them with my readers to help anyone who might be dealing with similar issues who are going to read the book. So as I wrote, I felt that you, my listeners, my potential readers, were already reading the book, and I was giving you advice based on my experience and the difficulties that I might be having. And in fact, I often worked on some of those challenges in my life as I wrote about them. So I would begin writing not really knowing what my solutions or the best ways of dealing with those issues were going to be. And I would sort of work it through as I wrote. And, writing, it really actually forced me to come up with some solutions. And because in my blogs and in my book, I really, really wanted this book and my blogs to be positive and not to ignore the challenges or the negative things that happen in life, because those are reality. So I don't want to be Pollyanna in writing, and I don't want people to read the book and say, well, this doesn't really speak to me because my life is, I have really big challenges. I really wanted to address challenges and admit that sometimes I get knocked down by them because I'm human, but to find a way to create something positive out of them, or at least get through them to the positive. And so I always had that in mind, that when I would work through a problem, okay, we need to find a positive outcome, and how am I going to get there, and what advice would I give to somebody else who's going through the same thing to get to a positive outcome. And so that sort of was the driving force as I wrote. And still, as I continue to write, in having this practice, it forced me to stay focused on doing that in my own life. So, you know, I was forced to come up with solutions in my own life and to put them in practice. I really wanted to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. So, you know, sometimes I forget and find myself going off the path, and then I reread some of the advice that I have written, and I put myself back on the path through reading my own advice. A reminder to myself that this is how you get through it. And, you know, in addition to the book changing me in that way, the experiences in my life, I mean, you know, 4 years, a lot can happen in 4 years. Life changes. And some things really good and some things really pretty bad and devastating. And so the book has taken twists and turns that were unexpected depending on what was happening in my own life. So, for example, one huge devastating event that happened in my life that really, if you read the book, you'll see that it's in there quite a bit, and that was my father passing. So about a year and a half into writing this book, he fell and suffered a brain injury, and you know, we went through his trying to heal from that, but he never did for about 4 months until he passed. So it stopped me from writing chapters in the book at that point because I was focused on spending time with him, and then after he passed, on healing myself. But I continued to write my blogs because I felt that I didn't want to lose the momentum, and I knew that he wouldn't want me to either. It was extremely therapeutic for me to write at that time, and it, as I said, it helped me to work through some of the issues of dealing with death, you know, death of a loved one. And, you know, when I came out the other side, you know, where I'm able to get back on the path and feel happy in my life in spite of missing him and feeling sad when I think about him. But it didn't stop me. And so that is very much in the book, how to get through that, or how my experience of getting through that and moving forward in spite of such a devastating blow. Also, another big influence in my life was the political atmosphere. I mean, I wrote this book straight through 2015, 2016, when things were getting really, really heated in our political atmosphere, and people were becoming, frankly, pretty mean to each other, even people that I had expected to, you know, to be my friends and to for us to be able to have discussions that didn't involve tearing each other apart, and certainly people that I didn't know. And so that actually influenced a lot of what I wrote. Like, how do we deal with that? How do we deal when people criticize us and unexpectedly, you know, treat us badly or speak to us in a negative way? Or how do we deal with the negative news, you know, all of the school shootings and all of those things, and still stay positive and focused on creating a better world and finding our, you know, following our calling to create a better world. And so that influenced my writing. And, of course, my radio show guests have influenced my writing, and several of them have actually helped me in answering those questions. So, you know, I've had Megan Devine and Stephanie Harris on the program talking about dealing with grief. And then Rabbi Naomi Levy was on not too long ago talking about following your soul's calling. And those definitely affected how I was dealing with some of these issues and being able to move forward. And then I've had a host of guests on this program who are experts in all forms of health and wellness, and they've all influenced me in my life and in writing the book, and their words are in my book. I've quoted many of the guests on this program. I've even put in transcripts of some of the interviews throughout the book. And, for example, I've quoted, I have a whole list here of people that are, their interviews are in the book, people talking about following your dream, people talking about staying true to your calling, and guests talking about health in diet and exercise and nutrition and yoga and meditation. All of that is in the book. And, you know, I've had many, many guests. I couldn't include all of them in the book, but I've picked out some that fit with the topics that were discussed in the book. So very interestingly, writing about those guests in my book further changed my path in my life. So, for example, Teresa Lehtinen was on the program, and she talked about reinventing yourself, and she wrote a book, Reinventing Her, and not just reinventing yourself, but financially reinventing your life and getting a handle on your finances. And, you know, I found her interview really interesting. She was on in 2014, and I started transcribing the interview so that I could use a piece of it to talk about following your dreams. And in the interview, she talks about, and I hadn't remembered this, but when I started transcribing it and having to write down word for word what she said, I listened to it over and over again until I got it all. She was talking about how to ask for a raise. And it wasn't really until I was writing the book and transcribing what she said to me that it really sunk in that I had not asked for a raise from a couple of the companies that I contract with. And she talked about how to do it. And so I followed her advice and received raises in some of the contract work that I do. I was so happy about that that I ended up hiring her to be my financial advisor and pretty much shifted everything financially for me. She helped me to not be afraid of looking at my finances, because I think a lot of women, including myself, are afraid to look at those numbers and feel an emotional attachment to them or feel embarrassed that maybe we're wasting money or not spending it correctly or not saving it correctly. And so she helped me to be able to move past that and actually make significant changes financially in my life. So, so writing the book forced me to pay attention to what she had been saying and to actually make a difference in my life. And Dr. Joel Fuhrman, To Live, he wrote the book Eat to Live. He was on the program. And Dr. Michael Greger, How Not to Die, he was on the program. Dr. Scott Stoll, who talked about nutrition as well. All of them talked about nutrition, and I was able to then, in writing about it, use the advice that they give and get myself to a physically healthier place. So in that way, they have changed the book, and their presence in the book has changed my life. So in terms of what topics I talk about in the book, so The book is divided into five sections, and the first one is about following your dreams, no matter how old you are. And I address issues. This book is not just for women, but I do have a couple of chapters in that section for women, because a lot of women have given up their dreams to raise families or to do what they think that they're supposed to do. I think that applies to men as well, but I think women are trained to put their own needs aside, to put other needs ahead of theirs, and to support other people from the background. And so these chapters address that and talk about, okay, well, now you've done that, and now it's time for you. So that's Follow Your Dreams, with some information about getting back on track when you've been knocked off track, especially by, devastating events in your life. And the second part is emotional well-being and self-care, so how to change your thoughts and begin to see things in a more positive way, and how to feel happy, basically, how to feel joyful. Part three is love and relationships, including relationships with ourselves, as well as with relationships with other people. So both romantic relationships and just, friendships and family relationships, and dealing with criticism and being able to forgive. And then the fourth chapter is food for the soul. So I talk about things that we ingest, foods and drinks, and including coffee, alcohol, and water, and how to become how to become healthier on our nutrition, and how to break habits that are negative, that we're addicted to certain foods. And the fifth one, the final chapter, is vitality for mind and body. So I talk about exercise, and I quote some of the experts in exercise, yoga, getting enough sleep, and I also talk about breaking the pain cycle, the physical pain cycle, which often leads to a lot of emotional pain. Now, if you read my blog, which are on my website, they were published in Huffington Post and in Thrive Global, and some were just for the website, then those are really snapshots of the chapters of the book. They're a preview of the topics. And writing them, for me, was a jumping-off point to go deeper into those topics when I wrote the chapters in the book. So they will give you a snapshot, but they're not as deep as the chapters. Finally, in terms of how this book has changed me, I really always wanted to use my creativity, and I've gotten a chance to do that, and I plan to keep doing that. And I'm even using my drawing, which will be in the book. It just made me feel more creative and more confident in my own creativity, and it's given me more focus on the meaning and purpose on my path. I have this radio show, which is very meaningful to me, and I love doing it. But putting my thoughts about what I've learned from the guests on the show and learned in my life, and presenting it for readers, and to bring these lessons to an even broader audience, and to have to practice it almost daily for the last 4 years, have created a greater focus for me, and it's given me an outlet to talk about what's on my mind, to turn it into a positive, and to stay focused on the path. Albert Flynn de Silva wrote a book, Writing as a Path to Awakening, and writing is a path to awakening. And for me, this has been the journey for me. It's been an awakening practice. Don't just sit down and write a book. Most of us don't, anyway. And daily writing and thinking about what I want to write and what's important to me. And as I said, seeing things from different angles. And this practice continues to grow. You get deeper and more awake as you write. And, you know, as I said, I've recently made some edits on the book after not looking for 10 months at the chapters. And that's because when I came back and looked at the chapters, I realized that over the last 10 months, I have grown more and my writing has grown more. And I wanted to have that reflected in the book. And I'm staying on this path of writing, and I know it will lead to more growth and to deeper awakening, and there will be more books and more blogs. And I'm also planning to do some online classes and presentations and workshops that will take the information from this book and then later my future books to help people who are interested in going even deeper. So, you know, this book is not static. The information in here has room for more growth, and I plan to go deeper into those topics that are covered in the book and to create, you know, much more in-depth classes and workshops and talks about the topics. Also, I'm back to writing blogs. I had taken a break for a couple of months to meet the deadlines of polishing off the book now that I have a publisher. But I am getting back to writing the blogs now that we're getting to the end of the editing and I can go back to writing new things. So those will all be on my website and on Facebook, so you can find those there. And the big news is that I will be going for an intensive meeting with my publisher and Kathy Sparrow, my writing coach and editor, in LA later in June to work on that deeper dive that I just talked about, to develop the topics of the book and create more learning for people who want to learn more after they read the book through those online courses and webinars and workshops and presentations. So I'm very excited about this, to get, you know, individualized coaching to help me to create that and to be able to figure out the logistics of that. And so, you know, I want to thank Kathy Sparrow, who's my writing coach. And I do urge you, if you're interested in writing, you want to find your voice, or if you've written and you want to know what to do with it, you want some coaching with that, Kathy has a company called Take Flight with the Sparrow, and you can find her at kathysparrow.com. And I want to thank Art for introducing me to her, encouraging me to write this book, and for creating this show, which has been the jumping off point for all of this. And, of course, there will be more books to come and, of course, more shows. And, you know, and if you're interested in finding out when and where you can find this book, well, the book will be at Amazon. I know that for sure. And it will be on Barnes & Noble on their online website for when the book comes out in October. I think for the summer it'll only be available on Amazon on Kindle, but then it, you know, it'll be available in many places in October when it comes out with the hard launch. And you can keep up with it on my website, drmaricarpel.com, and you can keep up on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. And as I said, the Facebook page for the book is going to become busier with all this information, and that is The Passionate Life by Dr. Mara Karpel. So follow me on Facebook for all of the latest news about that. So I want to talk just for a few moments before we go on to the next portion, when Art will talk to us a little bit and then we'll have our musician, on one of the topics, and it, this is a little bit more developed than as I've been thinking about it, And it's focus. And as I mentioned, this writing this book has kept me in focus. But sometimes I've been knocked out of focus from even writing. And, you know, it seems like, and I'm sure that there that some of you can relate to this, that every time I'm gathering momentum and I'm on the path towards my goals and following my calling, someone or something throws me a curveball that causes me to lose focus. And I stumble or I even stop until I can refocus. So such a curveball might be, you know, a real in life, in my life. As I said, when my father fell and then after he passed, I stopped writing this book for a few months. And that can't be helped. And I do, you know, as I've written about in the book and in my blogs and I've talked about here on the show, that there are times where we need to take a pause and spend time taking care of ourselves or taking care of the real crisis that's going on in our lives. And then be gentle with ourselves, give ourselves permission to get to heal and then get back on track slowly. And that's, you know, I think that that's just, that is part of life. And there will be times where life ebbs, where we really feel kind of like we can't, we just can't push any further. And that's also a part of life, that you just get ready for when things start to flow again. But then there are other curveballs that I think that can be helped. And one is, and sometimes there are people in our lives that create drama, either by being overly critical of us or just needing our attention. And it's very easy to kind of put ourselves aside. And I think that, again, this, you know, not to generalize, but I think that very often women have more of a problem with this, that we put ourselves aside when we think somebody else needs us. And sometimes people create drama so that we do pay attention to them and put our own needs aside and follow whatever is going on in their life. You know, there are people who will just criticize us for many different reasons, whether they are jealous or they just are critical. As I said, people became very nasty. I would say I blame it on social media, that people feel more comfortable saying things that they wouldn't normally say in person. So that tends to cause us to lose our focus. And then there's a curveball of the negative things happening in the news. You know, we think everything is going along fine and then suddenly something terrible happens in the news. And lately it's been happening more and more that there are these really horrific events and they're real and we want to pay attention, but at the same time it's really important not to get totally wrapped up in them unless we're going to become part of the solution and do something to help. But if it's just to sit and cry about it, we can help people better by staying focused to our calling, where we can create more light in the world. So, you know, I've written about staying on our path in spite of criticism, and a couple of the tips from those blogs include, remember that a person who strikes out to hurt other people is someone who's likely in deep emotional pain, so don't take it personally. Practice mindfulness meditation. So when we practice meditation, we can step away from the negativity and see things more clearly about the other person. That this is more about the other person than about us, and it helps us to calm ourselves down and to focus. So mindfulness meditation is really powerful in helping us to be able to focus, and this is really important to do really every day, even when we're on the path and nothing has knocked us off, in order to keep ourselves from being knocked off the path. So mindfulness meditation actually has been found to change our brain, to actually increase the size of the part of our brain that has to do with focus. So there is an actual scientific reason for why we should use mindfulness meditation in order to stay focused. And sometimes we need to remind ourselves that our path is really important and that our calling is to help other people, and that we refuse to get knocked off the path by somebody else's drama or criticism. And spend some time away from technology. Stop checking your email. Stop checking your social media. Stop watching television. Stop watching the news for a period of time. I'm not saying not to ever watch the news. I think it's important to know what's going on in the world, but it's also important to have a break from it. There will always be negative news. So you don't need to watch every single thing that's going on, and a lot of it is repetitive on the news. So step away, take some time to smell the flowers, go out and exercise, and do all of the things that you need to do to feel good. Do some yoga, exercise. I mean, one of the benefits of exercising or doing yoga is that you can't watch the news at the same time. You can't check your social media at the same time, or at least it's not a good idea to. And surround yourself with positive people, those people who are also following their dreams, that they can encourage you to stay focused, and who treat you well. They're positive. They take care of themselves, and they treat everybody around them as worthy of being treated well. And when we do that, it helps in a very positive state of mind, even when there are negative things happening in the world, even when there are people throwing negative comments to us, and even when we're going through our own crisis. So finding your support group is really important in helping to stay focused. And so with that note, I'm going to take a quick break. I think I've talked enough. And when we come back, Art's going to talk about music, and then our musician, Lori McLean, will be joining us and we'll be playing some of her music. So I'm going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere, and we will be right back.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmaricarpell.com.
And we're back. If you're joining us, this is Dr. Mara Carpell and your golden years right here on Blog Talk Radio and on drmaricarpell.com. And joining us on this side of the microphone is Art Mendoza, producer of the program. What's going on, Art?
Your show is going on.
Okay. So what do you have to tell us?
We have a lot of good music that's coming on, but I want to talk about the music that we've had on in the last 4 years that we've been playing the program. Just amazing people like Tomas Ramirez and Roscoe Beck.
Mm-hmm.
Great old bass player. Leland Sklar, another great bass player. Carolyn Wonderland, The Brew, and soon we're going to be having James will be on next week as a great player from Los Angeles, now living in Austin. And Terry Hendricks, I think we're going to have in July. And Rochelle Rabowan, she'll be coming on in June, around middle part of June. And there's so many players that are going to be coming up. I'm still booking them right now for the programs. But it's just amazing to me how many great artists are just in this area. And also all over the United States and also in England. We've had the twins, the Mona Lisa twins from London or Liverpool. And it just shows that there's talent everywhere. There's just so much good talent, and it keeps on surprising me every time I hear someone new. It's like who we have today is just absolutely phenomenal to me. Lori McLean, I listen to her music, and it's just incredibly, incredibly good. And she'll be coming on in a few minutes. But, yeah, we're also going to have some artists, like Giancarlo Cantazzaro. He's a sculptor, lives out in Marble Falls. And we've also had Antonin up in New Jersey. And I'm trying to get Benini, who is crazy, if we can get him and if he allows us to talk with him, that would be pretty cool. But he's a great artist that I want to get, and just an incredibly gifted, you know, painter and sculptor as well. Yeah, it's a joy to see that we're in a city with so much talent, and that we're surrounded by so many other cities that are talented. And I think it's going to keep on growing as we keep on looking for these artists. But there's a lot happening. There's a lot happening right now. There's a big benefit with Ham, Marsha Ball, and Carolyn Wonderland, and a lot of other singers are down there. I forgot where it is. It's easy to look up at 360 Austin. And I think it's going to be pretty interesting what's going to be happening in the near future with your book coming out. And I'm going to go back and start performing in some special benefits that I'm doing, and start getting ready for my play to come out. So let's do a commercial or two, and then let's get ready for a beautiful artist that just writes some great music, and her name is Lori McLean.
All right. Great. All right. Thank you, Art. All right. We'll be right back.
Worry about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the fact. Memory loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
Cornflower blue.
we're back. And if you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel in your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And we were just playing some of the original music of our next guest, Lori McLean, who is joining us on the phone. Good evening, Lori.
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm okay. Just to let you know, there's a slight delay when we talk like this. So,
okay.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Where are you this evening? Where in the country?
I'm in Los Angeles. It's 4:00 in the afternoon. And,
all right.
I'm standing out in front of my house because it's made of stone and I don't get good reception inside. So.
Okay. I'm sure the weather is beautiful. It's always beautiful in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's overcast today, but really the bougainvillea really pop out when it's overcast, I noticed. So
yeah.
Flowers. This is where I was born, and I haven't lived here for 48 years. During all that time, I was 12 when I left L.A. and moved to Nebraska. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's really exciting to be here. And strangely enough, it feels like I never left because the palm trees look the same and the air feels the same and the flowers and just the whole thing just feels just like it did when I was a kid. And it's really a bizarre sort of daily deja vu.
Yeah, I bet. So Lori, we were just listening to one of your beautiful songs, and maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit about your musical history.
Well, the song that you just heard was written by Kate Wolfe, who was a singer-songwriter she was traveling and playing from about 1975 to 1985, and then she got leukemia and 44, and she had just been on Austin City Limits. She was just starting to get some national attention. She was putting on festivals. She had a radio show. She had this glorious voice. It doesn't sound anything like mine, but I made a tribute record to her music and did a 14-song record of her songs, and that was one of them. So she was definitely one of my influences, although I did not hear her music until the 90s. My early influences would be like Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, Linda Ronstadt, Bob Dylan, that kind of stuff, you know, James Taylor. The things that were happening in the late 60s and early 70s is kind of the era that I drew most of my musical style, I guess, from. And then continuing to hear new people all the time that sound amazing. I mean, there's so much good music out there now, not necessarily on mainstream radio, but, you know, everywhere.
Right. And so how long have you been playing and performing?
Well, I got a guitar when we moved to Nebraska. I was pretty lonesome. I didn't have any friends there. I didn't know anybody, and I was kind of weird. You know, I showed up the first day of seventh grade wearing the same clothes that the really bad kids in the ninth grade were wearing, and didn't know anybody. You know, I came from Los Angeles. I was wearing bell-bottom jeans, hip hugger jeans with a tassel belt, you know, and I just looked like trouble, apparently.
Uh-huh.
And I really wasn't, but, you know, they kind of earmarked me for a while. But anyhow, so I was influenced. I started playing, in parties, friends' parties and stuff. I just wanted a guitar so bad because I'd seen all those folks on TV on the Johnny Cash show and Smothers Brothers and Laughing and stuff, and they'd have all these musical guests and they'd all have guitars and sing, and I just wanted to be a singer since I was like 6 years old and when I saw Mary Poppins. So yeah, it was just kind of, you know, and then it was an escape. I would go in my room and just escape into music because I just really didn't have any close friends. I was just kind of a nervous sort of, shy extrovert, I guess. I was just kind of a clown, but I couldn't really I don't know. I couldn't figure out what all those girls were doing that were all hanging out together, and they loved each other, and they were all so happy together, and then they were kind of mean, you know? And then it was like I couldn't handle the meanness of people. I think that was really my biggest issue with people, and it's always been my issue my whole life, like how do you handle mean people? So I'm writing a book for young adults, like a sort of a love letter to myself, my 14-year-old self. And it's really, it's my worldview. Watch out. My worldview in an analogy as a fairy tale. Like, life is a fairy tale for everyone. I think it truly is. You know, we've got greedy, evil stuff going on, and you've got, you know, good people trying to do good things, and you've got mean teachers and nice teachers, you know, and it's kind of a navigating the bullies, you know, and it seems like the bullies have the power in the world right now, you know, they're the ones that sort of, they seek out those jobs, but there's really not that many of them. There's a lot more people that want to be nice and get along, but the trouble is that they have no leaders because nobody that's really nice wants to be a leader. And that's what we need to change. I really think that's the thing that really needs to change in the world, is the good people need to seek positions of leadership in large numbers. So it's not just Martin Luther King and then we shoot him and then he's, you know, and he's gone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, what about a whole bunch of people that aren't going to take this crap from bullies anymore? They're going to stand up to them. But that's sort of what the book's about. You know, standing up to bullies in a way that's loving, respectful. You do it when they're young and they really never become full-fledged psychopaths, you know? You got to nip it in the bud.
So anyway. Did this influence your music?
Does it influence my music? Yes, because I'm going to have a companion album with the book. So hopefully the songs will be... You know, I mean, I've got a lot of stuff written for it. I've been working on it for about 2.5 years, and I've got a lot of song ideas, and it's just more now just honing it down to something. But I'm excited about it because I realize there's no self-help books for kids. They're all like, you know, those kids are not going to read that stuff, and yet there's so much good information out there now, you know, in the world for people to kind of get their own act together in their own self, you know, and then give something back to the world. Whereas before, you know, there really wasn't the resources, but there's nothing for the kids, you know, not much. And they're sort of being sold a bill of goods, you know. But yet, I think 11 to 15-year-olds is such a magic age because somewhere in there, every kid's like, you know, figures out that there's hypocrites all around, and this is all, they kind of wake up, and then they want to go to sleep as fast as possible because it's so horrible, you know, and that's what happens. And so in my story, all the adults, not all of them, but a very large number of adults are completely asleep. There's no evil people. Mm-hmm. Everyone's just asleep, and the only thing that will break the spell is love, and love is... instant forgiveness, the golden rule, and win-win. It's a hopeful, encouraging book for all ages.
Well, I look forward I look forward to reading it. I do.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. That's probably what I wanted to talk about today because I didn't know. You know, that's what I'm working on. And, you know, I haven't made a record since 2009, so I'm feeling it. I'm having a long labor of a project here.
But that book is going to have some music with it, so you are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to play another one of the songs that you sent us. How's that?
Thank you so much. Oh, I really appreciate it. Sorry to be so long-winded there.
Oh, that's okay. I'm really excited about reading that book, so you have to let me know when it comes out.
Thank you.
So we're going to play another one of the songs, and don't hang up. We're going to play He Smiled Like an Angel, and maybe can you tell us about that song before we play it?
Well, it's a song about my brother. It's a true song, and guy, and he passed away in 1996. And I had a dream about him, and that's what the song is about. And then last week, I think, just a week ago, a music video of that song came out, and it's on YouTube if you want to see it. It's home movies from our childhood, and it was put together by a really great guy named Tom Cabela, who's from Lincoln, Nebraska, where I lived for so long, but he lives out in L.A. now. He's actually Steven Spielberg's special effects guy, but he's made a video for me. He's so sweet. He's like the nicest guy you could ever meet, and he grew up in my mom's neighborhood and apparently was a fan of my music since he was a little boy. And so he made this beautiful video as a tribute to my brother. And anyway.
Very nice. So we're gonna play it. And so don't go anywhere. And we'll talk a little bit more when we get back from the song. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Brother coming up the hill in a gray t-shirt and blue jeans, backpack strapped across his back. I said, oh my God, Danny, are you okay? And he smiled
beautiful song. Thank you.
Thank you.
For sharing that.
Very nice. You're welcome.
So Lori, if people are interested, are you still playing? Are you performing?
Yeah, I mean, I got an agent about a year ago, and we're trying to work on you know, some new markets and stuff, so I haven't been playing a lot of shows. But I am working on a new record and this book, and I'm not sure what's going to come out first.
Okay.
And then I'll want to tour a lot more then. But I do play, I do have some shows coming up in Kansas and Oklahoma, I think.
okay.
On my calendar right now, but there's everything's kind of up in the air at the moment. But I do plan to tour more, you know, sporadically like I always have. And just always wanting to come and play for people in different parts of the country, and I'd want to go to Europe. And
okay.
So, you know, yeah, I'll be out there.
Are you playing at all in L.A.?
At the moment, I don't have anything booked, but I probably will start playing the little, you know, songwriter guest things that are popping up
mm-hmm.
around. And I guess I'm playing in Ojai on the 28th. So, but it'll be on the calendar on lauriemclain.com.
Okay.
I'm sorry, don't have much to report there at the moment.
That's okay. So if people are interested in finding out where you're playing or to get your CDs or to find out when your book comes out, they will go to your website. You said it's
yes.
lauriemclain.com?
lauriemclain.com, yeah.
Can you spell that out for everybody?
Sure. Yes. Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, McLean, M-C-C-L-A-I-N. com.
Okay, great. So I'm going to post that on my web post about the show later tonight. So
thank
if anybody
you.
Missed it, yeah, they could just go there and click on it. Before we go off, so first of all, Art was asking me what part of LA you were in. LA is a big place.
I'm in Highland Park.
Okay.
Like just next to South Pasadena and Eagle Rock.
Oh, all right. I'm going to be in South and Pasadena next month for a workshop.
You will?
Yes.
Wow. What's the workshop?
It's the publisher of my book is having a intensive meeting about creating more from the book. So, you know, how to create online classes and workshops, and so.
Oh, nice.
Yes, that'll be later in June.
Oh, that's wonderful. I will be traveling at that time. I'll be in Kansas and Oklahoma and Nebraska and Tennessee, but I'm not playing shows much. I'm just going to go grab some more of my stuff and drive back to L.A.
Right.
So.
Okay. But, you know, we'll catch each other at some point. I'd love to hear you perform in person.
I will. You're in Texas, right?
Yes, in Austin.
You're in Austin. Of course you are. Oh, yeah,
I
go to Austin now and then. I bring on grass sometimes, the little concert that's outside. Do you know about that one?
No, I never heard of that one.
It's called Strings on Grass, which is
Strings on Grass.
It's Strings on Grass because they have a big grass field, and then they back people up with this beautiful, like, string quartet that's led by Will Taylor, who's a violin player. And it's at the home of Karen Mall and Will Taylor, and they have these concerts. And they have a lot of stuff going on, actually, and it's pretty cool. So, anyway, Strings on Grass, you might want to check it out.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
So,
Lori, before we go off the air, we're going to play one more of your songs after I let everybody know what's happening next week. And we're going to play Wanna Be Like You. So can you tell us about it before we go?
Sure. It's a song that's kind of an amalgam of a lot of people that I admire, just traits in people that I admire, confidence and kindness. And so it's not really about anybody in particular, but it is about a crazy experience I had when I came home. I was a single mom and I was school full time and my life was crazy, and I sort of laid down on the bed and had this crazy out of body experience for a few seconds. And so that's in the song. I've never even told anyone that story. So there you go. Yeah, that's probably enough to say about
it. Okay.
Too much.
Okay, great. So we're going to play that as we go off the air this evening. So after I let everybody know it's coming up next week. But I want to thank you again for being on the program this afternoon over there.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Oh, I really appreciate it. And
good luck with the book.
Thank you. I need to get to work on it. I've got a beautiful place to write now, so I'm ready to dive right in. I've been working on it, talking into my voice memo recorder for 2.5 years, so time to transcribe.
Oh. Okay. And keep me updated. I'd love to have you back on and talk about it.
All of your endeavors and your book, and I want to know about your book, too. I'm going to look it up. So.
Okay. Yes.
All right,
on my
honey.
Website. All right. You have a good afternoon. Good evening.
You
All
too.
Right.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. So before Art knocks us off the air, we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening next week, and then we're going to play that song, and then we're going to go. So next Sunday, May 27th, we'll be back here in beautiful Austin, Texas, and we'll be live from our studio. And John Cassander of Help for Hidden Disabilities Services, Life Skills Coach Training Center, will be joining us from British Columbia to talk about health and wellness for professionals through preventing stress, burnout, and compassion fatigue. That's a really important topic. And then Joe James from Los Angeles, who is now living here in Austin, will be in the studio with us to talk about his music and his plans for Austin, and we'll play some of his music. And we will have more. We always have more. So if you want to hear this evening's program again and read the information from this show, about upcoming shows, get the website links that we talked about in the program, go to my website, drmaracarpel.com. Also, be sure to follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Carpel, Your Golden Years and The Passionate Life. And you can listen to this evening's program in as soon as 5 minutes from now by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Your Golden Years. This evening's program was produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by neurologist and memory specialist Dr. Ronald DeVere, and by Storyhouse. And special thanks to our musical guest, Lori McLean. And, of course, thank you to Art. Thank you all for listening. Have a peaceful night and inspiring week. And remember, youth has no age. Good night, everyone.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.